Comedy free. Does, can somebody fart? Could we?
Oh, Nick. No.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we discuss doxing. Is it ever okay to release someone's information publicly? Do your intentions matter? We really get into it.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I am your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Nick Glover.
Boo!
And Tim Wick.
I'm not being funny today.
So it's just another day.
Shut up. I knew you were going to say that. That was the easiest joke to predict ever.
Technically, none of us are being funny today, I'll have you know.
Well, that's because we have serious business.
We got serious topics business. To discuss.
We are discussing doxing.
Doxing!
And all that it entails and what it means and what its current state in our society. So one of the things that I wanted, we brought this topic up because, with the whole Cecil the Lion, and the dentist,
oh, right. The dentist,
who lion we killing
know,
dentist.
The lion killing dentist, who, we know is Walter J. Palmer, DDS from Minnesota, practice in Bloomington, home in Eden Prairie. Now,
hey, he also killed like a giraffe and some other stuff.
He killed a bear. He killed a bear in Wisconsin and lied about it.
And he did it illegally. And
he did
was,
a bunch of shit.
Allegedly
for it.
He's So what I wanted to talk about, and we discussed it, and we decided we all kind of had a lot of great opinions, and it was worth discussing because it is a geeky topic. Is this concept of, first of all, what doxing is? Second of all, is it ethical ever? Or could it ever have ethical applications? And third, just kind of like, why we feel the way we do about it. What is it about this that makes us have the opinions we have? And I do want to just really briefly, I looked up, I have doxing from the Wikipedia entry of it. I know it's not
which
amazing.
We know is 100% okay. Accurate all the time.
It's about as accurate as you can get about an internet phenomenon, I feel.
Fair enough.
And
yeah. If you want to understand an internet phenomenon, you should go to the internet.
So it says doxing,
sure.
Which is from docs, the abbreviation of documents, is the internet-based practice of researching and broadcasting personally identifiable information about an individual. The methods employed to acquire this information include searching publicly available databases and social media websites like Facebook, hacking, or social engineering. It is closely related to cybervigilantism and hacktivism. Now,
hacktivism. I love that.
Isn't that great? Hacktivism.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I have always felt, and I first learned about doxing from like 4chan and Reddit stuff. Most specifically, it was a threat that people would say, though, you're going to get doxxed.
Right.
Hope that guy doesn't get doxxed or whatever. And that was long before, not to be like, oh, I'm so great, but that was long before it was really being bandied about on the news. And I think it's one of those keywords that CNN and Fox News and those people have picked up on, and now they use it for everything.
I think I first heard about doxxing around when I was also first hearing about swatting.
Yes.
Explain
what swatting
both
is.
Both in regards to 4chan. Swatting is when you call 911,
yep.
Or otherwise make a tip to the police that someone has a gun or a bomb or some
terrorism.
Sort of immediate threat that the response to which from the police force is the SWAT team knocking down
yep.
your door and storming in your house, guns drawn.
Yep.
People do this to pro gamers when they're in the middle of streaming a game tournament, so you can see the SWAT bust in on their webcam and shut them down while they're playing.
Yeah.
It's also used against people as a weapon, similarly to how doxing can be used as a weapon.
As a method of harassment, let's just...
So,
whether you do it to somebody who's playing a game online... Or you do it to somebody that you don't know for some reason, it's a method of harassment.
It is, but the thing is, I really do think, like a lot of things on the internet that are terrible, it started out as a maybe not like a funny joke, but a joke. A shitty prank you pull on somebody online, or something you do to somebody to harass them, but the word harass is another word that I feel like has immediately become this horrible pejorative thing. Like, if you're harassed, it's the worst thing that could ever happen to you. But, like, it's... getting harassed could be even... could be, I mean, a guy on the street asking me for change, that's harassing me. He's harassing me for change. He is bothering me. And so that's... I feel like it started out as a... let's fuck with people.
There's a difference between, like, harassment and, like, the legal definition of harassment. Yes. Where you're...
yes.
Yeah.
And I think it started off as, let's fuck with people, and like everything on the internet that's awful, immediately, just like how the first time I heard about people calling each other fag during gameplay on online games was people doing it in LANs, so they all knew each other, and it's still terrible, but it wasn't used as a systemic way of tearing down strangers across the, you know, it's and I'm not saying that excuses it, but it's like many things, it starts off as one thing and takes off.
Do you think doxing ever started that way? Was there ever a point where doxing was a harmless behavior?
I didn't say harmless.
Okay.
I said harassing for a joke.
Well, but but I mean, do you think doxing is ever really how's that ever a joke?
We were talking about swatting, and yeah. I think swatting is, like you said, you do it to pro gamers to interrupt their live stream gameplay.
No, or the people swatting, who
that's
starts,
a joke.
Yeah. I get swatting starts as a practice.
It's like ordering 100 pizzas to a person's place and then they show up.
It's a federal offense, and the police don't exactly have a stellar record when it comes to kicking down people's door with guns drawn and not accidentally shooting people
It's super dangerous.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And just like if you order 50 pizzas to someone's house, they may have to pay for it. It's not the same, but it's sometimes it's a shitty thing. It's a shitty prank. So, doxing, though, I mean, the way I first heard of it was when they were using it to uncover... I actually first heard of it just before that when someone was posting pictures. It was a guy abusing a puppy.
Yeah.
It was this video that went viral of a guy kicking and throwing and punching a puppy.
He dumps it into a trash bin
A trash bin, and people on the internet were like, someone was like, I recognize that area, that's my neighborhood in Bulgaria or wherever the fuck. And people zeroed in until they figured out who it was, and they found out who he was, and they called animal control. I mean, they got justice, as it were, for this thing.
The Boston Marathon bombings.
The Boston Marathon bombings, where people were like...
a huge issue, because they were doxing people that didn't have anything to do with it.
Yes.
Or even if they had been the right people, doing that in such a public way may have interfered with apprehending them.
Yes, or safely. Jurisprudence.
Right.
Once you get them apprehended, just catching them isn't the thing. Yeah. Then you have to put them in trial, and if none of the evidence is admissible because it was all... publicly found through people on the internet, like it's a lot harder.
Or there's somebody who thinks they're a good guy with a gun.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is where
assume that they go to the house of somebody who's guilty, but it doesn't mean everybody in that house is guilty.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. So there's a lot. So the problem is, the way I see it is there's doxing for evil and then doxing for what people consider to be good. The problem is, like all things that are evil versus good, it is all a matter of opinion.
I have a theory or an analogy on this, and that's that doxing, like terrorism or guerrilla warfare, is a tactic that people resort to when they are otherwise powerless to stop or harm whoever it is that they view as
the enemy.
Harmful. The enemy.
Yeah.
And much like terrorism or guerrilla warfare, it's very easy to say, look at these evil cowards. But also like terrorism and guerrilla warfare, if America was occupied and we were bombing infrastructure and bombing and fighting back with those same tactics, but we're the protagonists, we're the ones using them, we wouldn't view ourselves as cowards or you know, weak or anything like that. It would be desperation. And that's, I think, what this it's like terrorism.
Yeah.
It's a tactic.
It is a terrorist tactic.
It's also a tactic that the popular meaning has connotations that
yeah,
you know, people say terrorists and immediately
you picture people who are probably of Middle Eastern or Muslim like heritage, and you picture strapped with bombs,
right?
Or maybe you think, oh, people like who bomb abortion clinics, or right. like, you know, that kind of thing,
or the IRA.
Sure, right. The IRA.
Yeah, yep. You don't think like the founding fathers of this nation, where they're dumping tea into the ocean, or you know, attacking the British,
or
like,
that time that they burned down that the British burned down the White House,
right?
Or things like that. Like,
yeah. So I feel like there's doxing the tactic,
mm-hmm.
and then there's doxing the thing people talk about.
Mm-hmm. But I guess the question is the tactic ever okay?
And that's yeah.
You know, we were talking about the lion killing dentist,
mm-hmm.
Which according to the definition you just read, people basically went out and found his public information available. Mm-hmm. Available on in the white pages or wherever they found it.
Actually, the Zimbabwe officials named him, and then they went from there.
But I mean, that's still based on that definition you read. That's
yep,
doxing.
It's true.
Is it?
And his business. To me, I mean, his business concerns me. His home is another thing. I mean, he has children. I don't know how old they are, but they aren't the ones that went out and killed the lion.
Real quick, I will say that the definition goes on to say, essentially, doxing is openly revealing and publicizing records of an individual which were previously private or difficult to obtain. So I don't think having a publicly open Facebook page that you don't even need an account to look at really
looking
counts.
Someone up in the white pages and this, saying, hey, here's this guy's phone number, isn't doxing.
It's a good question because, like you're saying, his kids were effectively doxed.
Yep.
Because their information may have been private. But what I think is the main difference is... And to some degree, so we are living in what they call the age of transparency.
Yeah.
That's what this is. It's the age of transparency because everything is public. If you think that your information, your data isn't public, you're either an idiot or you have many security protocols. You go to great lengths to make it so.
Or just sure. wait.
Yeah. And so, like, my entire Facebook profile is locked down to friends only. Everything except for my active profile picture, my active cover photo, and a few choice pieces of information I have agreed to reveal about myself. If anybody tried to look me up on Facebook, they would not see much.
Right.
Now, if somebody tried to, they talk about social engineering. Like, let's say somebody was like, oh, but I found this friend of hers because her list of friends is public. And I friended that friend of hers on Facebook. And that Facebook friend of hers accepted me. And now we are chatting. And now I have asked that person to, you know, like, I have asked them questions about Molly Glover. And they're sharing information with me that they see because they are friends with Molly Glover. And so now that's social engineering. And that is doxing. And that's the kind of stuff that I think is more nefarious. It's like social hacking.
Well, but here's where I'm going to say, yes, you're right. You can find a lot of this information online. It's relatively easy.
Publicly, yes.
And yet what I think doxing does is it provides that information to the lazy.
That's what the internet does. That's not what doxing does.
But what I'm saying is...
Part of the process.
Most people aren't that interested in going to look for the information.
Sure.
And so what doxing does is says, you know what? I'm going to go through the process of finding that information, and then I'm going to share it with all of you. And suddenly, a bunch of people that aren't necessarily going to show up at a guy's house and scare his kids because he killed a lion decide to show up at his house because they got that information and it was easy to obtain.
Again, I'm going to be hard on this. I think there's a significant difference between doxing and naming and shaming. And I think naming and shaming, I'm not saying that one is okay and one's not, but naming and shaming is what happened to this to Walter J. Palmer. He was named and shamed. And that's, no one doxed him. No one doxed him. Nothing that was, no one went and told you how much he made last year in taxes. No one went and found out where he banks. No one went and found, what they did was they said, oh, the Zimbabwe officials have named this guy. I literally typed his name into Facebook and here is his public profile and it lists where he worked. And then someone posted that and that information went viral.
So I can give you an example of doxing.
Sure.
The way Molly's defining it, the more strict definition. One of the very few rules Reddit has, among them, you know, no child pornography, one of them is no revealing another user's public...
Or your own.
You're supposed to have, like, a layer of anonymity.
If you post a screenshot of a Facebook conversation, you're supposed to blur out all the pictures and block out all the names, or it'll probably get deleted by the mods.
Yep.
Okay.
And any posts specifically revealing another user's real life identity when they haven't consented to it is against the rules on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
If you figure out who a Redditor is from their posts and from their history and from what they say, and you say, aha, I know you're so-and-so, you piecing it together from their history and then revealing that information publicly on Reddit, that would be doxing.
Especially if you were like, and here's a link to his Facebook profile, yep. And I found out he goes to Montsburg Academy High School, and I know that his parents live on Westwind Drive. Them. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just, but that's, so that to me is more doxing. It's, yeah. It's, I found out who you were even though you took pains to prevent that.
Okay.
Now, if you have a publicly, I'm sorry, but I have all sorts of scorn for anyone whose Facebook page is open to the public. I think that's the stupidest thing you can do in this day and age. It's almost as bad as when there was a time where when Foursquare was still pretty popular. People had their Foursquare and their Twitter accounts linked. And then they had in their Twitter accounts linked to their Facebook feeds. And then in their Facebook, they had their address posted publicly. And there was a Twitter robot that was called Come Rob My House. That whenever someone posted on Foursquare and said, I'm at Cold Stone Creamery, and it posted to their Twitter, and then it posted automatically to their Facebook, and so then you could go see on their Facebook where they are from, what their home address is, and you know they're not at home. And see, now, to me, that's fucking stupid, but it's easy to do that. It's just like, I read this book the other day, this novel, and one of the focuses of the novel was that the woman accepts all these friends. And one of the friends that she accepts is a guy who says he's not who he is because she's never met him in person. But uh-huh. she prides herself on the fact that she has over 3,000 Facebook friends because she will friend anyone who friends her. And all her shit's public. Where yeah. her kid goes to school. Pictures of her kid. Like, I mean, it's crazy what people are voluntarily giving up. So to some degree, it's like...
You said that and the first thing Tim did was flip to his Facebook page and look and see if he had his address public or not.
But that's a fair thing.
Well, I mean, you know, and I'm going to see my counter-argument to that. I was actually wondering if yeah. I put it on there or not. Because to me, the internet... people can find my information no matter what.
So then why is it doxing to tell... If you went and killed a lion, did I dox you? If I knew your name and I said, I know that guy and I'm pissed he killed a lion, his name is Tim Wick.
Did you kill a lion, Tim?
You know...
Legally.
I didn't say no. I heard it.
Yeah,
right. He ain't lying.
There it is.
I don't want to reveal that information on the podcast.
You don't want to dox that?
Because, yeah, that would be doxing myself.
Well, let me... Yeah. But dox us something, Tim. Dox it on us.
I think the problem is that if somebody goes and finds my and says, I'm going to go check out that Tim Wicks page, and mm-hmm. they find my address, you know, yes, that's my own fault. When they share it with everybody else, that is saying everybody else, go after this guy.
But they are choosing to go after him. So everyone has a choice in that situation. You had a choice to make your information public. Mm-hmm. The first person who found it had a choice to make it even more public. And then I didn't go to Walter J. Palmer's house. I didn't even write a shitty review on his dentist's site. I did to someone who was like, I wish I knew what clinic he worked at. I said, here's the clinic. If you really feel like you have something to say to them, then I think that's fair. But the point is, like, that's a person's choice. And each of those choices was made. And I don't think that any of that is necessarily bad other than the individual choices made to do bad things.
So let me dox you guys a question. is doxing ever ethical?
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to get to. Is there ever... So obviously, like, Tim does a Fringe show, right? Yeah. And someone's, like, so angry about the sound of Footloose. Because they're so angry, Tim.
They totally fucked up
they're
Footloose.
They're so angry yeah. that they look you up online and they find your public address. I'm like, I'm going to go fucking tell that guy.
Oh, Tim Wick, the vilification tennis
yeah.
player.
Like, he's the director of vilification. They have a show. That's public information. I'm going to show up at the Bryant Lake Bowl because it's public property. And I'm going to tell this Tim Wick guy that he's a fucking asshole who ruined Footloose. Now, that sucks. That guy sucks. That was all public information. There's nothing to be done about that. And I feel like, obviously, I think we can all agree, it's not so much that it's unethical as it's a dick move.
Sure.
Well, you just eventually get a restraining order against that person. And
sure.
Then...
Now, what if the problem was Tim Wick raped my friend. My friend told me Tim Wick
raped. I'm learning a lot of things about myself. You did a lot of things,
Tim.
But I'm just. Started.
But it's Tim raped.
This episode is actually we're doxing some stuff about here to you.
But seriously, what if that's what it is? Because I see this a lot on the geek community. Mm-hmm. I've seen it on women only Facebook groups where it's like everyone should stay away from him because I know two women that he raped. Or if they're going to be really magnanimous, that say he raped them.
Or, hey, that person who's posting that stuff for sale ripped me off and ripped three other people off.
Sure.
That person's a con artist.
Sure. So now we're in this really hazy area where it's like, if there wasn't an internet and that was word of mouth, would it still be considered unethical?
Isn't that where libel laws come into play?
Well, it's still printed. So if it's just
slander. But I mean,
If it's true?
Well, what if it's true? Then it's not necessarily slander.
Then if it's not slander, is it ethical? That's the question.
Docs
it honest, Tim.
I'm waiting at the docs. It's a hard question.
It's a super gray area because you know, on the one hand, it's like you're trying somebody in the court of public opinion.
Yep.
On the other hand, which is
generally bullshit.
On the other hand, if the dude's a rapist and you're telling somebody you shouldn't go out with him because he's a rapist, what you're trying to do is save them from a really shitty experience.
But you're also saying there's so many things with that. You're saying that guy hasn't changed. You're saying I don't believe rapists can change. You're saying I don't believe your judgment about. Yeah, I mean, it's.
And I think also whether it's stated or not, I think that there's the implication.
Yeah.
That. There's a lack of trust in the authorities in the establishment to take care of this issue on their own. This comes back to my like helplessness, the lack of power, terrorism comparison. If you felt that the police had this shit in hand and we're going to take the rape accusation seriously and we're going to actually convict someone of it, you wouldn't need to dox them because the guy would be in jail or... you know, found guilty or something.
Yeah.
He'd be on a list.
Yep.
I don't know. He'd have to have a letter on his forehead or something, right?
Or even like, let's say you wanted to make it like, let's make it a little even less cut and dried. So like let's pretend Nick and I just started dating a couple years ago.
Hot.
We're dating. And he has asked me to marry him. And somebody doxes me. And they find out somehow, they manage to break through whatever HIPAA laws there are, and they find out that I was in a mental institution, I was in a mental hospital, that I had ECT, that I had psychotic manic, you know, episodes with full-on delusions and hallucinations, and they tell Nick, you shouldn't marry her, man, because she's crazy, and she didn't tell you, and I didn't tell him that. So now, that's hurtful for me, it's not slander, it could ruin my life, and it's this thing that, like, before the internet would have just been gossip.
Sure.
And so
the same thing if you say to a friend, I know this guy raped somebody,
yep.
You should be careful before you go out with him.
Here's proof.
But at the same time, this guy may be a rapist.
Here's his Facebook page called I Heart Rape. Look at here's his Twitter here's his Twitter account at Raping Girls. Like, I mean, that's no, but like this is things that normally wouldn't happened.
N or is it end?
It's at Rapin Girls. That's
Rapin,
the
Rapin. Rapin
with, oh, Rapin. No G.
I-N.
He's from the South.
Okay.
Yeah.
it's so. What about? Here's another example. It happens a lot. Someone's a scumbag on the internet.
Sure.
It happens. Someone, let's say, a racist.
Yeah. A terrible. This clear cut.
This guy said some racist shit in defense of the Confederate flag on Facebook.
Let's make it even worse. He thinks Sandra Brown should or whatever should have died.
Yep.
He thinks it was all good things. Like that
something,
was all
something recent.
I probably got her name wrong. I feel like an asshole.
This has all happened recently. Someone screenshots that.
Yeah.
And sends it to that person's employer, and they get fired. Is that ethical?
Sandra Bland. I'm sorry.
No.
They said it publicly.
Here's the thing.
CEO
all
is
of the,
black.
All of this has something in common. All of this is about revenge, right?
Yes.
All of this is about revenge. The reason we send people to a dentist home in Bloomington is because we want some sort of revenge for Cecil the Lion. Even though we don't honestly give a fuck about Cecil the Lion. We didn't give a fuck about Cecil the Lion.
It's not about avenging the lion. It's about punishing the guy.
It's about punishing the guy. Because if we gave a fuck about the lion, we'd worry about the fact that there's somebody else down in Africa killing a lion right now.
Not Cecil,
because he's already dead.
No, he helped.
Do those other lions have names?
Yep. But the dude who raped your friend, you want to get revenge on the dude who raped your friend. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. I really do. But mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately none of this, I don't think people do this to help somebody. I think they do it to hurt somebody.
And I agree with that. And I think that, but here's the question is it ever ethical to hurt somebody? That's the thing. Is it not in self-defense? Because that's an obvious one. Is it ever ethical to willingly and knowingly go to try to hurt someone's life because, not necessarily for revenge, but for whatever your own reasons are? Like, I when I was Googling around on this to try to find some source material, one of the things I found was on the website is, medium.com. The title of this post is "Taking Down Bigots with Their Own Weapons is Sweet, Satisfying, and Very, Very Wrong," and it says actually it's about ethics and doxing is the subtag line,
actually,
which is funny. It's funny, but they're talking about how it's all the same. Those of us fighting for progress and equality believe that we're working on the side of good, and most of us are. But when we look at the language around doxing for good, it's very similar to the language used by those trying to silence us. And it's this, I mean, it's, but to some degree, some people are like, if it weren't for doxing, that whole, the article in Rolling Stone about the UVA campus rapes that turned out to be
certainly fabricated. Questionable, if not completely false.
At
best questionable.
And it was like,
false.
One of the ways that was found out was through some doxing of the times and people that were named and stuff. And it's like, it's... The young woman at the center of the story, someone doxed her. He said he'd done it in the name of justice. He was unapologetic when it was revealed he had doxed the wrong woman, even though he still refuses to admit it was her. And so it's, again, so now she's fighting off death and rape threats, which is garbage.
Right.
So, but again, like I said, do I think it's cool that people went to Walter Palmer's house? No, that's stupid. But, like, naming someone on the internet and saying, this guy killed a lion, that's a fact. Saying facts on the internet, I don't think should ever be a problem.
Facts are facts. Things happen. And I don't know that, again, is that naming and shaming or is that doxing? Again, the issue that I run into is when you say, here's this guy's house, let's mm-hmm. go over there and harass
sure.
him. And
so
harass
there,
his kids.
There's an implied right to privacy. Mm-hmm. Information age, transparency mm-hmm. age, or not. There's an implied right of privacy. Mm-hmm. Do we ever get anonymity? I mean, is that...
Yeah.
Do we have a right to be anonymous sometimes?
And so here's...
We should. I mean, if we choose to be. Yeah, that's a huge debate that people are having on Facebook right now.
Yeah.
Is why can't you create an anonymous...
Oh, with a fake name.
A Facebook profile with a fake name.
So,
you know, if you're like a burlesque dancer and you want to create a Facebook profile mm-hmm. with your burlesque name, not with your real name...
Then you make an entertainer page.
A fan
page.
So, yeah. But still, I think that's... There is a certain right for people to have privacy if they want to be anonymous.
So now
but in the internet age, I don't know that there's any way to be that.
So I've got a name for you, Tim. The name is Kate Carey. Now, there are a lot of people that would never have known she embezzled money from from Convergence.
Sure.
And it was a long time ago.
How much did she embezzle again, Tim?
Over $30,000.
Cool. And it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Now.
$30,000 made a much bigger difference to the organization.
Every time she posts or her name comes up, Jeremy makes very fucking sure to say that happened.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want anyone to forget. Now, to me, that's naming and shaming. He's not going to her house. He's not trying to get her fired. He's not trying to get her kicked out of Convergence. Well,
he's not handing out pitchforks and torches and saying, here's her address.
He's not even putting up posters at Convergence with her face on them saying, I'm a thief. But to some degree, some people, especially
Kate
people who
Carey
are friends with her,
pass,
people
right.
who are friends with her would say that she is being harassed, that she is being doxxed, she is being named and shamed, she
bullied.
Is being bullied by this, but they're facts. And to
they
some degree,
facts.
These are facts. Walter Palmer killed a lion. Sure. And Kate Carey stole over $30,000.
And not to... And I hate to use this as an example because of how shitty our legal system is when it comes to trying and convicting rapists, but she was found guilty of a crime.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which is public record.
Which is public record. Whereas saying someone is a scam artist or someone is a rapist when there's been no trial is there's a bit more of a public
court of opinion. It's definitely more of a gray area.
But in this situation, I mean, she's guilty of committing a crime. This is a thing that happened.
But isn't the problem in that situation, and I actually, you know, while I have a real issue with Kate Carey and mm-hmm. I will talk about the facts, I don't feel the need to go out every time that her name gets mentioned and go, oh, by the way, everybody remember she's an embezzler.
But you understand why Jeremy does.
I do. So but at the same time, I think my concern with that situation is what inevitably happens is vigilante justice. I mean, there's shit like the Walter Palmer situation. Mm-hmm. There's a dentist by the name of Walter Palmer in Wisconsin who's been getting harassed because he's a dentist and he's got the same name.
Yep.
And this public shaming behavior and the way the internet makes it so easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, believe me, I know. Full on, I had a very personal experience with this recently.
Exactly, I know you did. And that, so you can sit there and go, well, is there anything wrong with saying this factual information about this person? It's like, mm-hmm. no.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you trying to do by saying that? And if you're, and if you're trying to because Kate Carey stole $30,000 from Convergence and Misfits, and she has not been forgiven by me. But at the same time, she has paid back the money that she stole. She was required to by the court.
Someone paid it back.
And the money was paid back. The money was paid back.
At least the money that you could prove she stole.
She was sentenced to serve time, and at some point, there is a point where society needs to move on from and give her a chance to live her life.
Well, where hang on, distinction. But where legally she's allowed to move on with her life,
right?
Nobody and has to forgive her or allow her back or anything her like that.
Allow that, but
her legal obligation.
But you know, and I'm
obligation.
I'm more concerned. Yeah, and I mean, we're talking about the areas that are truly gray, as opposed to, say, a Rebecca Watson situation where, you know, she tries to keep her information private and a bunch of gamer gators dox her so people can harass her at her home. Mm-hmm. And that's an intentional act for somebody who's just saying stuff you don't like, who hasn't done anything illegal.
And I would still argue that the people who went to her home still made a choice, and that's not necessarily on the person that published the information.
Except that that person did it with the intent of having that happen, right?
Sure, but if I load a gun with the intent of killing someone tonight, but I don't kill anyone. Someone else takes my gun and shoots somebody.
But if you
did, I kill somebody.
If you load your gun and you hand it to somebody else and you say, "Go shoot this person."
But
that's what
I still don't go to jail.
That's oh yes, you do. You're not an accessory. Necessarily. You are an accessory. You load a gun and told them to go shoot somebody.
Do you want to bring up another doxing example? There was a subreddit called Creep Shots.
Yeah.
Where people would post pictures of women that they saw in public, some upskirt stuff. Yeah. It's all like
creep shots.
Women who don't know they're being photographed.
Sure.
Being photographed and then having it posted on this subreddit.
No faces, right? They would blur faces or did they show faces?
No, they
I thought so.
I don't think they were gentlemanly about how they did their creep shots. Jezebel put out an article doxing the moderators who were perpetuating it all and allowing it to happen and not taking anything down. And that raised enough attention that the subreddit was eventually shut down because it was found to be unethical.
Right.
And that's a tough question.
How about that? No one got killed. No one got harassed. Nobody showed up at anybody's home. Well, I'm sure some people got harassed.
But I mean, that is a case where they handed somebody... that is what I'm talking about. They, in essence, handed somebody a loaded gun and said, here's where this person lives. Go shoot them.
Okay, so how about this? Again, super much devil's advocate. Rebecca Watson, friend of the show, had that Planned Parenthood... No dummies, Planned Parenthood isn't selling baby parts, you idiots. She...
great title.
Yep. She got a... And I'm having a hard time finding the exact thing. But so a kid tweeted at her and said basically something really shitty, like, I hope you get raped and die, like, you're a fucking cunt, whatever. And she, from the kid's Twitter information, and she posted about this, from the kid's Twitter information, found his Facebook and found his mom and sent his mom a message with a screen cap. Yep. With a screen cap of the tweet and said, this is how your son talks to women.
If the kid's a minor, I think she didn't.
I don't know if he was a minor.
Minor or not.
You know what? I don't care. My question is,
she didn't release it publicly.
She doxed it. She didn't release it publicly.
So she didn't dox.
So is doxing only when it's released publicly?
Yeah, I think it's only when
it's released publicly. She posted a screenshot of her conversation to the kid's mom with the kid's mom's name.
I still don't think that's doxing.
She posted, now, if a kid sends me a message and says, like, you stupid cunt, I want to kill you, blah, 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 and I'm like, and I say, oh, here's this kid on Twitter, blah, 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 he's an idiot who linked his Facebook account to his Twitter, so here's his real name, I found out he goes to this high school, and I don't say go get him, I just say, what an idiot, and someone else decides to go fuck with him.
Go get him is a little bit implied.
But if you say he goes to this high school and here's his name,
Here's his mom. I'm just saying, I love Rebecca. I do. There's so many gray areas with this that in this new age.
I didn't read it. So she actually revealed the mom's name. And I would say I don't think she should have revealed the mom's name.
I'm looking to see if I can find the exact thing.
If it's just like the first name, that's one thing. But if it's the full name of the mom, then I think there's a certain level of inviting people to go to.
She blurred out his last name. She blurred out the mom's last name and the son's last name. And she blurred out works at, and she blurred out her face and the faces of photos.
I think that's...
It's
like the most...
She blurred out as much as she could.
I feel like under those circumstances, I don't feel like that's doxing. I don't feel it's inviting people to harass.
So we're drawing the line at if you are inviting, whether implied or inferred, people to go harass someone. We're drawing the line at if you share full names. We're drawing the line at if you are... We all agree that it doesn't matter if you're doing it for social justice or for whatever.
If someone has gone to measurable and noticeable lengths to make themselves anonymous and you publicly undo that...
That's pretty shitty because most people do that for a really specific reason.
And so sometimes that reason is to be shitty to people.
Yeah. So we've decided that doxing is when it's public.
I think it's public.
So a gamer gator who decides to find out privately my information and come to my house, just him, never posts it, comes to my house and screams rape threats at me. Not doxing and totally okay?
That's not okay.
Which part wasn't okay? That he found out my information by whether it was hacking or whatever.
That he came to your house.
That he came to my house.
Yeah.
So the lines we've decided are it's totally okay to find out someone's private information.
You're serious. There should be lines.
No, you are saying there's lines.
If you find out someone's personal information and you do nothing with it, there's nothing wrong with that. Just to have that knowledge isn't the problem.
Broadcasting that knowledge is the problem. So that's okay. And to find out the knowledge and to, if she had sent this message, she sent this message to that kid's mom. Mm-hmm. So that's okay.
Because the mom already knows who the kid is, where he lives, where he works.
Sure, okay.
She didn't unveil anything new to that mom except for the behavior.
Sure. So then posting a picture of it, as long as the information that was like last names and faces and whatever was blocked out, that's okay. But not okay would be if Rebecca had then gone to this kid's house.
Right. Or if she had...
Even if she had good intentions and just wanted to have tea and cookies with his mom and really talk to him about feminism.
That's fine.
See? Now, why is that okay? So basically what we're saying is don't be a dick.
No.
That's what we're saying. It's okay to dox as long as you're not an asshole. If I want to dox a kid to go to his house and give him a lesson on abortion rights, that's okay.
She didn't publicly make the information publicly revealed.
So doxing is publicly revealing.
Yes.
And publicly revealing is bad.
The definition of the word, you had it up the Wikipedia page yourself. It's researching and broadcasting.
Okay.
It's two parts.
Okay. So,
I feel like there's an implied threat of consequence that comes with the broadcasting.
And if Rebecca, and here's, I don't even.
I choose her because she's damn near unimpeachable. That's why I'm picking you, Rebecca. I just hope you know that.
I understand that.
We're using
the example if she goes to the mom's house to have tea. So
and talk about feminism and why her son's an asshole.
Here's the question. Was she invited or did she send?
No, she showed up.
Okay, I think that crosses a line.
Even though that woman had her address publicly available on Facebook.
Sure, because well. All right. I suppose if Jehovah...
I love debate. You're just gonna have to, I don't mean to be a dick.
No, it's fine. I suppose if Jehovah's Witnesses can go up to somebody's house, then so can Rebecca. But at that point...
Yeah.
At that point, it's... I mean, most people consider a Jehovah's Witness knocking on their door and walking in harassing. So, you know...
Right.
Whether or not it's legal or illegal harassing, they don't... You know, there's not going to be any benefit from that.
It's really hard.
Is it wrong per se? I mean, she's not breaking any laws. No. Is it a bad idea? Yeah.
If someone comes to the BLB because through the public Vilten page, they found out there was a show and I'm in it. And someone wants to come to the BLB. Now there's two situations. Someone wants to come to the BLB and tell me that I'm a stupid cunt. And that they wish I would die. Someone wants to come to the BLB to tell me they love me. They love me so much. They just wanted to hug me because they love Geeks Without God and they love me so much. They just wanted to meet me in person. I find these equally creepy.
They are equally creepy.
And so I don't know you, but it's a public place. It's a public show. If they both bought a ticket, don't they both have the right to say that to me?
They do, although if the one said that they wanted to kill you and that you
someone wants
die,
to say you're a cunt and I hope you die of cancer and you're the worst person I've ever
seen.
Then
you
can
easily get him kicked out. Now, you could also get the other person kicked out if they creeped you out.
Right.
You know?
But so it's also subjective. That's what I don't understand. So when the Cecil thing happened, I had people that were like, it was this weird wave. First, it was people that were like, this is bullshit. Oh my God, justice for Cecil. The next wave happened to be people being like, doxing is always wrong and you guys are awful people if you think that what you're doing is any different than the people who try to rape feminists. And I was like, whoa, because I feel like there's a lot of absolutes being dealt out here in a very subjective world.
And that's where we get into the naming and shaming thing.
Yeah.
It's like naming the guy and saying, this guy's an asshole, that doesn't bother me.
Frost did that with his house.
Yeah.
You know, like, these people hoodwinked me. This guy sold me the house. This guy did the inspection. This guy did that. These people are criminals.
Yes. So, and you're putting out there information that's naming and shaming. And where I run into issues, where I think it crosses a line, and where I think if you're going to talk about doxing as being a bad thing, you need to accept that it's a bad thing when you do it, is when you do things like, say, hey, everybody, I found this guy's home address. Here's where he lives.
Yep.
And again, you don't have to say, now you should all go over there and stand across the street and shout at
him.
But you know that when you say that, people are probably going to do it. And
I want to say, I do think this is bad, but I'm just saying. So that means, and because we're all pretty much in agreement, that means that when I say, I went to a club last night in Chicago. I was raped by a man named this. I know where he works because he gave me his card when we met. He works here. He raped me. And I've given that public information now that was privately previously not public. Now, that's a call to action, whether it's...
It is.
And so what like you're saying is that's wrong.
It's wrong, asterisk.
Yep.
It's wrong if you haven't... That person should have first gone to the police.
What if I went to the police, but they don't care?
Reported it.
It was date rape.
If the person has done everything they can in their power, it's still unethical.
It's still vigilante justice.
It's still unethical, but I don't blame them.
And that's my point. Is it so hard? Because if you're saying it's always wrong, then it's always wrong. That guy strangled my daughter. And he works at this dentist's office, and I would like him fired because he got away with, or even not even that.
Your daughter's
happened,
a lion.
It happened to me. Yeah, my daughter's a lion. Her name is Cecil. But like,
not anymore.
So well, this, I guess. And we could talk about this all night. But that's my point. It's not cut and dried, and I'm sick of people treating it like it is. And that's what's making me crazy, is one of the things that's ruining society is this polarization. Things are right or wrong. Things are good or bad. You're with us or against us. You're a feminist or you're MRA. Like, it's one or the other. You don't get to have any half measures anymore. And it's, I think it's unfortunate because the internet is making us more transparent and making it easier for us to know each other. And we are dividing each other more vehemently than we ever have before. We want, it's...
I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah. That's different podcast.
Things are better than they ever have been, and they're getting better all the time.
Yes.
And
that doesn't mean that people aren't being more divisive in their thoughts.
It just means we have more time to worry about this stuff instead of the other stuff.
Yeah, my gut, and yes, I recognize there are grays, but I still kind of come back to, if you're going to point at a group of people and say, this action that they're doing is awful,
mm-hmm.
but when I do it, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I have a real problem with that.
Agreed.
Because they're going to use the same arguments to justify their behavior that you will. So
everyone's the hero of their own story.
At some point, you have to draw a line and say, this action is wrong now for whatever reason. And to me, doxing is wrong because what it is doing, it is essentially attempting to
mm-hmm.
create mob rule, to create vigilante justice in situations where these people don't know all the facts.
No one ever knows all the facts.
They never know anything.
You never know all the facts.
They never know anything.
It's not possible to know all the facts about a person.
I know all the facts.
You know none of the facts.
And so, you know, I mean, to use your rape example, you post something that says, John Smith raped me and he works at this business, and there are 5 John Smiths at that business.
See?
You know?
Even if I say, Quentin Pugh Connolly raped me, and his business is Quentin Pugh Connolly and Associates, and he's the only one, and he's the CEO. Now, it's still, like, I'm not even going to say this whole shit about her word, his word, or anything like that. The point is, like, if it's wrong to do it to a feminist blogger because you disagree, it's wrong to do it to a rapist. It's either right. wrong for... Yeah.
Let's dox some answers to 5 questions.
Yeah, oh, my God. I'm going to dox these questions, you guys. That was good, though. I'm glad we talked about that. I think it's important.
It was productive.
If this doesn't generate comments on our website, then I...
So this is the second... This is the penultimate... Of the previous 5 questions.
Previous 5 questions.
Yeah, previous 5 questions.
We still have previous 5. Yep. Who wrote them?
Gavin. Hi, guys. My name is Gavin. I am from Waterford, Ireland, but I currently live in China. In the city I live, I can get a few stares for 2 main reasons. One, being as pale, I'm not albino pale, but Irish pale, which is fairly close, I am, can cause some people to stare while on the bus, tram, or subway. And 2, I am usually busting my ass laughing because I'm listening to you guys. I really love the podcast. I want to say thanks for all the laughs.
Oh, Gavin, you're going to laugh your shit off.
Isn't it funny how often we said rape?
Just don't, when you're laughing out loud, just don't laugh someone's name and address.
Yeah, because then you're worse than rape Hitler.
Then you're doxing.
That's comedy
doxing. Rape Hitler is when Hitler raped people. He's way bad.
That's comedy doxing. That's anyway.
Super bad.
He's the Hitler of rape.
The Hitler of rape.
So glad we could bring it around to that. Okay, boy. Question number 1. What's the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days, Gavin?
The best movie I've seen in the past 30 days would have to be Avengers Age of Ultron.
Ultron!
I fucking loved it. I know that it is CGI destruction porn, but that is what I want from an Avengers movie. I want to see the Hulk fuck shit up. I want Captain America to throw his mighty shield. I want Thor to bring down a bolt of lightning. I want Tony Stark to drop one-liners while flying around in an Iron Man suit. I want Black Widow to use badass moves to beat the shit out of people. And I want Hawkeye to shoot an arrow, which actually looks cooler than it sounds.
Hawkeye
shows up, shoots an arrow, my work here is done.
Yeah. I'll see you guys in the next one.
Yeah.
Question number 2. Who is your favorite atheist character?
This question and question 4 are the reasons I'm writing in, because I feel I have answers which no one else has sent in. So my favorite atheist character is Father Dougal McGuire.
Oh.
He was a character on a British TV show called Father Ted.
Yeah.
It was a comedy about 3 Catholic priests who live on a small island called Craggy Island off the west coast of Ireland. To put it nicely, Father Dougal is as dumb as 2 short planks. Or to put it not as nicely, he is thick as shit. He is the lovable fool of the show. Several quotes throughout the series show that he is an atheist or at least agnostic. He flat out says in one episode that while he does not believe in organized religion... And while talking to a bishop about his faith, they say the following. Bishop, so, Father, do you have any doubts about the religious life? Is your faith ever tested? Anything you would be worried about? Any doubts you've been having about any aspect of belief? Anything like that? Father Dougal, well, you know the way God made us all right? And he's looking down at us from heaven and everything? Mm-hmm. And then his son came down and saved everyone and all that? Yes. And when we die, we're all going to go to heaven? Yes. What about it? Well, that's the bit I have trouble with.
That's in, like, one of the first few episodes, yeah, even,
that's great.
Too. Yeah.
That's super great.
Okay, yeah. Question number three. What is your geekiest hobby?
Arse, girls. My geekiest hobby is not really geeky. It is making my eldest son watch the cartoons and TV shows I watched as a kid, especially Batman the Animated Series and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
That's right, kids. Like the stuff we like.
The latter of which he loves, and he has seen almost every episode. And for those that don't know, the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers had a shitload of episodes.
Yeah.
It feels so good to be able to share the stuff I love with my kid and have him love it just as much as I do. I also have a one-year-old who is too young now to sit down and watch TV, so when he gets older, I get to share this stuff all over.
Yay,
again.
Twice.
If
humble brag, I'm just going to humble brag. My youngest son liked The Sound of Footloose so much, he insisted on going twice.
Oh,
so,
wow.
There you go.
That's cool.
My eldest son did not want to go twice, but he did say that my show was better than The Averagers, which is the Comedy Suitcase show by Levi Weinhagen and Joshua Scrimshaw. He's wrong.
Don't dox
but that's
them.
Not the point. The point is, my kid thought my show was better.
To
so.
Just dox
I would hope
son.
So. I would hope so.
Hey, if you like Power Rangers, Gavin. There's this great cheap indie game called Chroma Squad.
Oh yeah.
Like find videos of it. It's on Steam. It works for Mac and PC. It's like $10 or something like that. Chroma Squad. You are the actors who are playing the Power Rangers, and you have to finance your studio. And then it's like a tactical combat game, like Final Fantasy Tactics or Ogre Tactics or. Awesome. Any of them tactics games?
Tactics.
Them tactics.
Yeah.
Tactics.
But there's tons and tons and tons of in-jokes for the Power Rangers, like, that are written in, and I'd recommend it if you're a fan. Question four, what is your favorite sandwich? Dox us that.
My favorite sandwich is a local favorite in Waterford, Ireland. A lot of Irish people may not even know about this sandwich, but that is their loss.
Irish secret.
It is called a breakfast blay. A blay is a soft, floury roll or bap. First, you cut that in half and smother it in butter. Next, you place a full Irish breakfast into the blay, so it has sausage, eggs, bacon, and pudding.
Holy crap.
Then you cover the full Irish breakfast in tomato ketchup, and finally, you firmly close the blay so the butter and sauce coat everything. It is a heart attack in a bun, but it is amazing to eat, especially when you have an awful hangover.
I don't even know how you would eat it.
That'd be amazing hangover food. It's just fat and meat and salt.
Do you remember that shooter sandwich we made?
It's spelled BLAA. Yes, I do. That was great.
Make a shooter sandwich with breakfast.
Yeah. A shooter sandwich is like you cut open like a loaf of bread, like an artisan loaf of bread. Yeah. And then you put in steak and mushrooms and cheese and steak and mushrooms and cheese and layers and layers and layers. And then you wrap it in wax paper and
you put the top back on.
You put the top back on, wrap it in wax paper and put bricks on it. And you let it sit. And it's supposed to sit out on the counter overnight. We put it in the fridge because cheese.
You bind it with
string. Twine.
And then you press it. And
so
you
it's
end
flat.
Up with, like, you cut it into quarters. And it's like each
for hunting
piece of the sandwich is a fucking entire meal with like a steak in it. It's amazing.
And bread. And
wow.
Yeah. So it's like a day's meal. So you eat when you're out hunting foxes
or
whatever.
I wish I ate sandwiches so I could sandwich. Make one of those with a blay. With
a blay.
All right.
Yeah.
So question number five. Penultimate question number five. What is the stupidest thing anybody's ever said to you about your atheism?
The dumbest thing anyone ever said to me about my atheism was, while attending the after party for a christening, I was talking to a friend of a friend who I had met once before, and she asked why I was not at the church. I told her I couldn't make it to the church as my wife had the car and I lived too far to walk. I then joked that it was a good thing as I would have been struck down if I entered a church. She looked puzzled and asked why I would be struck down. I told her I am an atheist. She looked right into my eyes and said something along the lines of, I know everything I need to know about you. Don't ever speak to me again.
Wow.
I was surprised, but I'm easygoing, so I just went on and enjoyed the rest of the night while talking to people who don't have a stick up their asses. The statement, I am an atheist, tells you one thing about a person, that they don't believe in God. When a person tells me they are a Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, or whatever, I think, okay, that tells me one thing about you, but I need to get to know you before I decide if I think you're an asshole or not.
Wow.
please excuse any spelling or punctuation errors. This is hilarious because there's lots. As my computer keeps switching back to Chinese input. But the poor grammar, that's all me. P.S. All of you have cool sounding voices, but Molly has the coolest voice I have ever heard. It is so badass to my ear. I know that's a bit random, but I just wanted to say it. Thanks for the show and all the laughs. See you next Tuesday from Gavin.
There you go.
Gavin said cunt to us.
Badass to my ear is actually, that's how you get an ear infection. So, just gross. So you know.
Okay. Gavin, cunt to you too.
Aww. Aww. That was sweet.
Nice of you to dox that.
That was our penultimate five questions. We have new five questions. They are available on our website. If you want to send in your answers to our new five questions, send them to 5questions@geeksthoutgod.com. Again, we have been Geeks Without God. You can find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, like us and rate us on iTunes. We love you guys. Thank you for everyone who's done that so far. I'm sorry that we keep saying it. If you're that person, this is like the NPR pledge drive where it's like, I already donated, you fucking fucksticks.
Fucking
fucksticks. I don't listen to NPR anymore. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please comment. Tell us what you think. Where's the line for doxing? We'd love to hear it. Please don't dox us.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it. Go ahead.
Don't speak for me. I don't want to be doxed.
We love you guys. We'll see you later. Adios.
I'm scared of the internet.
Bye. Dox me this, Batman. What's Molly Glover's home address?
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter @GeeksWithoutGod. Social media!
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Fuck you, internet. I'm gonna take you down.